edible. So why does our Mishnah say Negetoy Tzoy Shabbos? You can't include in the share of the flour. The sheaf, and here to Hilchos Challah, we see the sheaf that he included part of the flour. It is edible. The Gemara says, is it edible or not edible? And the Gemara, Omer Abayo, Shekein Oini, Oichol, Pitoy, Beisa, Belusa. Taka true, it is edible. A non-Jew, a poor person, can't afford to buy pure, clean flour, so the flour he uses is has the soup and has the sheaf inside it. So it is edible. Therefore, Yechayv and Challah. Mashenken for Yisrael, it's so a Shabbos, and we need Melech's Mashav as Choshev Achila. That's not called a Choshev Achila. Trashi, Belusa, Murevis, the Besubana, Mursunda. That's a type of flour that's still mixed in with the coarse flour it has in. Hilkach, Lechem, or as Karina Bey, it's called Lechem, because people eat it. Or meal in Yin Shabbos, Midi the Choshev Binin. By Shabbos, the Klal of Melech's Mashav, you have to have a Choshev Achila, a Choshev Oitzor. Most people, raw people, don't eat this type of flour that has the sheaf still inside it. So for most people, it's not edible. Therefore, it's not called an achila for Shabbos. About some people do eat it. It's called lechem. But not a choshev oitzor, it's mechayev for Shabbos. The shell around the lentils, that you cook with it. So the Mara Adoshim in Mashmon and lentils pulled in light, but other beans no. For Tanya Yuduai Mechutz Miklipe Pulin the Adoshim. Another rice of Yudis said even Pulin, even the shell around the Pulin, that also you cook with it. It's also Mitzvah for the Shear. The Mara Lakasha, for Becharata Yobatiki, and one is old and one is new. Trashia Tiki, my time aloy, Mashmif, then new, Pulin, then you do eat the shells with it. Then the shells Mitzvah with the Pulin. Mashenken, old ones are tiki, they're not mitzarif. But the Gemara are tiki, my time aloy. How come if they're old beans, why aren't you mitzarif the outside the shell with it? Or avuam of leishanir and kizub and bekara. People don't like to cook up. You don't cook the shell with the pulin, because here it looks like you have flies in the plate. Kizub and bekara. The bowl, when it gets dried out, it gets black and pieces, and it looks like you have flies there. So mela, when it's dried out, people don't cook the shell in the pulin. Only when it's still new, when it's fresh. So fresh pulin, people cook with the shell. Therefore, the shell isn't starved. Mashing and old ones, you don't cook, it's not starved. Trashi pulin charati, kliposim starved, and then the shell around the yam is starved. Kizruvin lefi shem shchoris. They look black, so people don't like to have them in their plate. They don't cook it together. How do you let a clog on?
Right. For the Mishnah, hamoitzi yayin. What's the shear to carry out yayin on Shabbos? To the house, I'll do also shalti mechayim midiraisa need a shear. Rashi shit lalocha we hold that chatzis shear is also midiraisa on Shabbos. If you carry out a chatzis shear, there's nisa midiraisa. Just you wouldn't get chiyav chatzis, so you wouldn't have a chiyav misa. What's the shear to mechayim you a chatzis meshoigig or to mechayim you a misa the mezid? That's by yayin hamoitzi yayin kedei meziga sakois. You need a shear, how much you would add to it. When Amal the Gemara's time, at least, the wine was very strong, and you couldn't drink sharp wine, you had to always add water to it. And we'll see, you used to add three times water, three parts water to one part yayin. So you have enough yayin there, that after you add the water, you have a revia talug. I got a revia, so you have 4 ounces. So all you have is a smaller pound of wine, that after you add the water to the wine, you'll have a revia talug. That's a choshiva thing to take out. Rashi Amaitzi Yain Chai means the raw wine before you added the water to it. It's Kedei Mezigas Akois. Keshir Shenoistin Yain Chai. How much raw wine you'd put into a kois, the Ter Kois Lohisif all of Mayim, Kilchosai. That even after you have the raw wine, then you first add 3 parts water inside it. Volimza Goisai to Mikdalud it. Then, the Gemara Forest Beza Kois Mesharoi. How much of a kois, like what's the shear you have to reach? So the shear is Revius. Aviyah, the shear of Revius would be enough. So Kumna says, a yayin chai, you don't have to carry out the shear of Revius. You have to carry mamash much less than Revius. Except to have a little bit, that after you add the water to this raw wine, you'll have Revius at the end. Cholov, how much you carry out milk on Shabbos? What's the shear of milk? Kedei gemiyah. How much do people take a sip? When you drink your milk, how much do you take in one sip? That's how much milk you have to carry out. One sip worth. Tavash, how much of honey? Kedei litein alaksis. Mo, you have a wound on top of the scab, you put honey, that much here. Trashik sis, shebegabe hasusim, in the back of a horse.
ve'agmalim, machmas ha-masoyis, and they have wounds, they have so much packages to carry, v'och yom ha-mafkid ba-metziyah. Dvash, vidvish to my chazi, what do you do with honey? Leksusa the gamli, you put it on the back of the camel on his wounds. Avraboisa pirshuk sis makash agab hayad. Rashid Rebbe said, no, you don't have to come on to a camel or a horse. Even by a person, if you have a wound on your hand, agab hayad, people put honey. So that much shear, it's a very small shear then, how much honey you put on the wound, that's a chosh of a shear honey, you're chayy for that. Shemen, how much oil do you have to take out to be chayy for Shabbos? Kidei losach eiver cotton. Enough to rub a small eiver, even your pinky. Rashi loshuf, l'shafshay, to rub it. Olo limchoyz behem, to smear it on it you. And that's what you do with shemen, so be you have this shear, that's enough to mechayy. Mayim, how much water do you have to carry out to be chayv on Shabbos? Kedei loshev behem estakilu. The Rashi goes on this. Loshev estakilu, kili Rashi is, shenoisim al ayin. It's type of a seif you put on the eye. Some eye medicine. So you have to add some water into it. That's a chosh, it's a very small amount of water you add into your eye medicine, but it's a choshev amount of water, because with this water you make the eye medicine effective. So that's how much water you need to keep mechayiv. Mayim kedei loshu b'metakilu. How much you rub this water into the seif that you put on your eye. V'shar kalamashkin, but any other type of drinking, something you could drink, is revius. You have to carry out revius halug. That's a choshu b'shir haitzor by mashkin. Trashib revius, beitzo maksa, the shear of an egg and a half. Revius halug. Revius, it means revius of a lug, which is a beitzo and a half. V'chol ha'shevchim revius. Rashi means, Shevchim means Mayim Seruchim, like dirty water that you throw out of the house. Why are you chayiv altogether? It's not a choshev vaytzor. What do you do with dirty water? The chol ha-shevchim, any water that you throw out of the house, is also the shev revius. We have Shimon Noyman, and he brings it. Kulam revius. It's all the shroom that gave to drinking, yayin, mayim, milk, everything needs a shev of revius. Le-nemru kol ha-shroom halalu, why does the Mishnah say that sometimes you chayiv for milk? With a sip, with yayin, with a small size, the zingas hakoyis, el lamatni yayim. There's only somebody that hides this yayin, like he's mamish going to make a wine, and he has a small amount of wine in his cup, and lady is going to use it to add 3 parts water into it. It's about right now he's holding this yayin. For him it's choshev, if he carries out his chayim. But somebody else who doesn't have this wine, he's down come to somebody's house, and he carries out this small amount of wine, he'll be potter. For a normal person, what's the shear by all mashkin? A shear revius. Less than revius is not choshev according to Reb Shimon. Rashi, kulam revius, af hayayin v'yacholav advash. All mashkin needs a shear of revius. V'lo nemru shiurin sheva mishnah, elo matzniyayim levad. Only the people that hold it, that hide it. V'chozer ha-matzniyah v'yitziyoy. The person himself that's holding this wine, he uses this wine. If he himself carries it out, he's chayiv. Avashar kolodim, anybody else, shoytziyoy, that carries out this amount, is ain't a chayiv, he's potter. Osvilel Rav Shimon, if Shimon holds, the matzniyah atzmoy boyishiru zutah. That even the person that hides it, he needs some shear. Obebotzim mehai shiru loy mechayiv. Kermina pirkin liyel. The less than Rav Shimon, like we had before. The Mishnah before said differently. It said that somebody himself that hides it, takes care of it, if he's machshav it, no matter how small it is, but for you yourself, you chayiv. Since you're machshav, you're hiding it, no matter how small it is, you chayiv. And the Mishnah before said, the Mishnah before is not like Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon saying, fakir, for a normal person, you need a shear of revius. Just the person that hides this milk, he's going to use this milk for sipping it. Even he needs a shear to be mechayiv. How much? At least a shear kadei gemiyah. Even though he hides a small amount of milk, he needs a small than a sip. He needs it for his coffee. Mamad needs a drop of milk to put in there. Still he'll be potter. Less than these shroom, according to Reb Shimon, is nothing. But according to the first commission before, it's not that way. Somebody that's hiding it for himself, and for him it's choshev, no matter how small it is, but for you, your machshev, this small amount of milk, that's how much milk you need for your coffee. It's not drinkable by itself. But to put into the coffee, I could use it, you'd be chayiv. Reb Shimon says no. All the shurma, the Mishnah is even for the people that want to hide it. And if you're not a person that's hiding it, that's using it especially, then you need the shear of a revius. So the Maratona, k'dei mezigas kais yofa. The Mishnah just says how much wine. How much wine you'll use to put in 3/4 water to make it into a kais. But how much of a kais? You could have a 10 ounce. You have a 20 ounce. How much of a kais? Teretz is a kais yofa. So tomorrow, my kais yofa. What does a nice kais mean? A nice kais could also be 10, 15, 20 ounces. And tomorrow means kais of bracha, the shear of revius. How much you need to bench on? Shrashi tana b'tesefta moitzi yank they mezigas kais yofa virch b'kais matnisin kais of bracha virch hasamosim. When you bench on a kais, the shear of that bench of that kais shetzricha chachamim liyafoisoi. Can I mean a brachas? The more bracha says when you have the kais shel virch hasamosim, you have to make it nice. Itor v'itor fadocha v'shitov chayim olin. You have to clean it out. You have to mask it, make it look nice. You have to have raw wine in it. The moly, you have to fill it up to the top. So the kaisers that have the lock of yofel, that's the shear, which is the shear of revius. That's the kaiser used for birchas hamazon. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bar Avuha, kaisha brocha, sarach sheboy reiva revius. The kaisha brocha, how much raw wine do you have to put in there? You have to put in there a reiva revius, or a fourth of revius. Kidei shemozgenu v'yamad arevius. Now, after we said before that you have three parts water, when you have 3 parts water to this 1/4 of revius halug, you end up with revius halug. So you have to have 1/4 of 1/4, kidei that after you add the water to it, you get to revius halug. You get to the 3 or 4 ounces. Rashi Shia Kaisha Brach Asach Sheba Yain Chai. How much raw wine do you have to put into this kais? Reiva Shereviyas Halug. 1/4 of 1/4. Kadesh Yimazdenu B'mayim Shloisha Chalokim. The lady will add to it 3 parts water, the Echad Yain, 1 part wine, and like now you'll have Reviyas Halug. Omar Rova Akon Nami Tanina. We just learned like this. Hamoitzi Yain. If somebody carries out Yain in Shabbos, Hamoitzi Yain, Kadei Mizigas Kais. You have to carry out enough raw wine today to be able to add water into this kais. But Tony Yolo, today Mezigas kais yofa, you'll fill up the kais to be a nice kais. What does that mean? A kais shel bracha, like we have. Or Ketoni Seifa, v'shar kol ha-mashkin revius. All of the mashkin is revius. Mashkin makulo, how much wine do you have to carry out? You don't have to carry out the revius of yain. It's enough, much less to be mechayev. Only by shar mashkin you need a revius. But by yain, if it carry out 1/4 of the revius, you don't have to be chayiv. Nor Rav the time, Rav goes to Shitosai. The Yomar Rav says all of them, Barbastra, Nervin, Kol Chamra, any type of wine, the Leidori, that's not mixed in, Al Chad Tlas Maya, you have 1 portion of wine, Kenegev 3 portions of water, Lav Chamru, it's not called wine. Hey, what's called drinkable wine if you have 3 to 1? So men like us, if you have a revius of your reiva revius, if you have 1/4 of 1/4, that's enough to be mechayiv. Because now you have to add 3 parts water, so together with the water you'll have a revius of a yayin, that's a chash of a shir. So now even the raw wine by itself, 1/4 of 1/4, is enough to be mechayiv for. Shrashi taninim masnisanami shaminin. Learn from our Mishnah zeh shiroi. Mediktoni, since our Mishnah says, bisham mashkim revius, all of the mashkin need the share of revius halug. Shemini minar diyenhoit saw the mashkin. Her royal ishti apokas revius. That anything that's drinkable, you need the share of revius. Hilkach akorcho kishira biyayin. When you're shatzing up how much wine to carry out, you need kadei mezigas kaisha bracha. Share her royal ishti as revius. You need enough raw wine kadei that'll fill up with that. With this raw wine, you'll be able to add water, and together you'll get enough to drink revius. Knock it. Vayin uroiv revius. You merely need 1/4 of 1/4 of the raw wine. The chiyoyev achat plus mayim. So when you put the 3 parts water in there, kederach hamzigos revius l'shtiya yamada revius. Then altogether you'll end up with revius the yain. Yes, that's true. Right. Tomorrow, Omer Abaya, shtei tshubas adova. I have 2 kashas on you. Rashi say to the dover, "Lo emoslo melech v'masdisen." Ma'u mishne can't bring a riot to this yisoid. It wouldn't be muchrech how much raw wine you have to carry out for now mishne. Chodo de tnan. One thing we learned in the mishne nido v'hamozoig shnei chelkei mayim. If somebody mixes in wine 2 parts water, v'echod yain and 1 part yain of wine, raw wine, min hayain hashiruni, from the wine that comes from the place of shiruni, that's enough to give it a shem yain. So you have a stam mishnah nida that says how much water you need, 2 parts water. So for now, mishnah wouldn't be any raya then. Good, you need kreim zigas akois. but maybe you need more than, or need more raw wine than just a quarter of a quarter. You'd have to have a third of, you have to have a third of reviz then, because according to the Mishnah Nida, you have to only put two pots of water into it. V'yoid mayim bekad umitstarfin. It says also over there that water is in the kad, it can starve the water in the kad. Let's see, Rashi, what's this kasha? Rashi chodo dechamro loidori mayim. That water, how much wine does water need? Ela achatrin. You only need two parts of water. And not like Rava said, three parts. Mesechta Nida. Chamisha mare domin tmeyin. There are five types of blood that come in by Nida, by Nishain. Vachad minaya, one shear is kemozik. Like it looks the redness of diluted wine. Before it's for Mishnah, the Mishnah explains what's called diluted wine. How much redness is it? Oh, kemozik shemat b'cho b'shnei chalki mayim v'yechad yayin. If the shear, we have two parts of water and one part of yain. You see, claw, diluted wine is called 2-to-1, not like rubber. Min hayayin ha-shiruni, shagod v'shorun shem medino, name of a medina. V'yoyid, mayim b'kadum starfim. It says also the water is in the kad, the water is in the pitcher, and the water is in starf with the shear. Now, each time of the masnitsin yayin, mishub l'chi mozik lay, v'yir al-ashtiyas, yehei bar-reviyas, is the reason why raw wine yachayin. Because this small amount of raw wine is roi, it's a chosher of a shear, because later when you add the water, you'll be able to drink a revius of it. But now when you're carrying it out, it doesn't have the water in it. Now it's raw wine. The yankan shear mayim. You know, you don't rechazich right now with the shear of the water. Shoyed them the card, that's still in the pitcher. Now we're talking about carrying out pure wine. How does it say in this braisa that you can starve the water in the car to the shear? What is it going to do with the starve the water in the car? We don't need the water in the car. We're saying now, Nusvarim, if you have a revi, a quarter of revi, if you have the raw wine, that's chosher by itself. Because later on, you'll add water to it to make it drinkable the whole case, a whole full case worth. But right now, we're only talking about the raw wine. Why does the braisa say you should know in the water, in the pitcher, can starve with here? Who cares about the water? The revius kishamashkimu. Elo my yain is not the svar, because later on it'll be roy to come to revius. Elo hochish yuroy. So this is a cheer by itself. We're talking about raw wine. How much raw wine do you need? The afagad the chimozik leilo have revius. Even though later won't be the shear of revius, there's a new shear. Kedei mezika sakoyis is the shear by itself. Nothing to do with the revius. Because if it has to do with the revius, what do you have to come onto the water for? And the Gemara, Omale Rava. Rava answers no kasha. Ho dikamri shnei chelki mayim v'yechad yayim min hayayin ha-shiruni. That's what you bring me right from the Gemara Mishnah Nida. That's mash. We need two parts water, yayin ha-shiruni lechud. You can't bring me right from the wine that comes from shiruni. The rafi, it's very soft. It's not sharp wine. It's very the opposite. What?
Weak.
It's weak wine. Not strong, so therefore you don't need so much water to make it edible, drinkable. There the Mishnah Nida is not talking about drinking wine, it's talking about telling you what the shear to know what dam nida. How, what redness is the dam still tummy. So it tells you the shear, you take the wine with two parts water, that's red enough to give it a shame dam nida. Mashenka, yes, three parts, true, it's wine, drinkable, but that's not dam nida anymore. So there's no kasha from the Mishnah Nida to our case here. Rashi the Rafi Rach. It's very soft. It's very not sharp. Inami Yosim Mishum Chazusim Nogid Lo. But Inami the Dori Achat Tlas Betaimo Maris Dam Lehevi El Mishnech Lof Yemayim Yechid Yain. Inami for drinking talk you need three parts, but to give it a color of red wine that's two parts. Right? Inami Yosim Mishum Chazusim Avol Taima Boy Tvei. But to drink wine, then Avad like Rava says, you have to put in three parts of water to make a drinkable. Or the karmat, you have another kasher mayim the karam starfin. What are the brises say that the water in the karam starf? So the moral Indian Shabbos midi the choshev binin vo nami ho choshev. For Shabbos needs something that's very choshev, and this is also called choshev. What does that mean? Trashi ho choshev the chosle trufe be mayim. That's what the brise means. Not that we're including the water in the kad is part of the shear. It just means that this wine is such chosh of a thing because it's right to drink this wine with the water in the kad.
Whereas later, when you want to drink this much amount of wine, you can't drink it raw. You have to add three parts of water, and later, after the water comes in, you can have a whole kais full of revius. So at the end comes out, you have a choshiva kais roy to drink a revius of yayin. That's all the b'raisa there means. So Vada, you're chayiv right now for carrying out this raw wine. It's only a small part of raw wine. Why you chayiv? The therapist says, because this raw wine is roy to be drinking with the water. And after you add the water to it, you'll have a nice share, a nice big kais. That's why you chayiv. But Allah is talking like Rava says, you chayiv for yayin, even though you take out a small part of wine. It's just a quarter of a revius. You chayiv. Samar Tana, Yavish Bekezayis. Dried out wine, the shiras Bekezayis. Dried out wine. Trashi Yavish means yayin korish. Thickened wine. It's Bekezayis. Trashi Dimikore, heavy be revius. At the beginning, when it was liquid, you had a revius of wine. Of the chorus, when it gelled up, revius shleima bina and the la bar meziga. Of here, gelled up wine. Since it's not roy to mix up right now with water, it's gelled, so you need a share of revius. But a revius of wine, when it gets gelled up, becomes a share of a kezayis. Yahush bekezayis, dibri Rabbi Nosson. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Dovid Echad. They both say one halacha. Rabbi Nosson hadi Amorin. That gelled up wine is the share of a kezayis echayim. Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, what's his halacha? The Tanya. Reb Yehuda Oimer. Shisha Dvorim Mekula Beishamai Mekuma Beisilu. There are six things that are Kula Beishamai and Chumadika from Beisilu. Dam Nevela. Dam and Nevela. Beishamai Metairim. And the Dam of Nevela. Beishamai said this Torah. Or Beisilu Metamim. Beisilu knows Tommy has Tumas Nevela on it. Rashi Vodzbor Mekula Lav Diika Hanit. Vesuloi, the kati two vikot, but nechus of the karam biyadna vehidu kolechad yecha koleisin shabiyadim sefidis heidem yehuda aleilum. Yehuda said over these six, but it could be there are other ones that are more kulei beishamim beisilum. Beishamim metayrim, the ena kibosser, he holds blood. Dam is not like boss nevela. The Torah only said the bosser of nevela is tomei, not the dam. The tomei nevela, the nevela b'gazayin. Leib teras smashed the tumas kala. Vayta. Even when Beisilu was metama the dam of Nevela, if you touch the dam, it's metama you. You have to have enough shear. You have revius dam. That's the svara, because you want to be metama now the blood. Now the blood itself is not tomid. You want to say the blood has a din like the bus, like the Nevela itself. So you have to have the shear of an avela, of a basar. The shear of meat is a kezayis. So how much blood do you have to have? Kezayis. The shear of a kezayis. So if you have revius of the wet dam, when it becomes courage, becomes hard, it comes into a kezayis. So that's the same shear like Reb Nosson, that a revius of liquid turns into a kezayis, a jild. Omer Abaye Dumalahi. Ad kan like Omer Reb Nosson, Ocha Deboy, you revius, El Abiyayin the Kolish. Only yayin that's kolish, that's soft. Avo b'dam de somuch, dam that's much thicker, kezayis leboi revius. Maybe to make a kezayis out of dam, which is much thicker material, you don't need revius to start off with. They can't bring a raya blood from yayin. Inam yadkan like Omer Reb Yosef Yehuda Osam, the kezayis sagiloi revius, El Abiyayin. When does he say revius makes a kezayis by dam that it's very hard? The somich is very thick. Avo yayin the kolish yayin is much softer material. Kezayis have yesim revius. Maybe to make a gel kezayis, you have to start off with more than revius. Ki mafik pachus mekezayis bechayiv. A male would take out less mekezayis to be chayiv. So male is no raya. The two shurim ala dodi are equal. Right.